There's a massive information vacuum. And, you know, for the president and the administration who declared victory based on internet and vibes and podcasts, let's take a survey, shall we, of every podcast that he appeared on. Right. And how do they feel about the Iran conflict? You can look very clearly for yourself. You can look at a lot of the polling of that same demographic, which they were very excited about. Young men in particular, how are they feeling about this conflict? And, you know, if you were saying 90-10, it's not even true in the Republican sense. I mean, the latest one that I saw was like 72% Republicans, which, by the way, Mr. President and everybody in the administration, Bush had 93 for Iraq. And how did that turn out for him? So let's not put, you know, put all of our eggs in the basket of just because Republican voters are here, that this is all going to be like sunshine and roses. And I also would not make the spurious claim that it's all about Iran. It's about compounding effects. The gas price effect of the Iran conflict is going to be dramatically more important to the White House's political chances in the midterms than anything that's actually happening on the ground. I don't think it should be that way, but that's reality. And I do think also, you know, your inclination to get him to try and declare victory, that's the correct move. From a strategic perspective, an economic perspective, from every political perspective, you don't want the entire country's national discourse focus on Iran.